The Marlins looking to snap a three-game skid, taking on the Mets. Matt Harvey scheduled to start, but he was suspended before the game 3 days without pay for violating team rules, so Adam Wilk getting the start instead. Giancarlo Stanton ready for this one, scoreless in the first. It's Stanton with two men on facing Wilk.
And the 0-1 to Stanton. Swing and a drive deep to left. Forget it. This one is in orbit. Off the facing of the second deck, a long home run for Giancarlo Stanton. It's his ninth of the year, the 19th that he's hit in this ballpark, most by any visitor to Citi Field, and that was a no-doubter. Stanton's ninth homer of the year, and the Marlins have a 3-0 first inning lead.
Wind blowing across towards right to start the day. Payoff pitch, belted again to left field. There it goes. Another long one. This one all the way up against the windows out there of the Acela Club. Stanton has made it 4-0. I don't even want to look at exit velocity on that one. That's one where you avert your eyes. We were just speculating mere minutes ago that maybe the Mets might be interested in a guy that the Brewers just waived, a lefty by the name of Tommy Malone, M-I-L-O-N-E. And the pitch to Echevarria cranked in the air, deep left field. Back on the ball, Conforto turns, looks, gone. First home run of the year for Adany Echevarria. That's one thing when Stanton's hitting a pair, but when Echevarria's got you, you know it's probably not your afternoon. It's 5-0 Miami.
Marlins made a player move before the game today as Brian Ellington, a reliever who the Mets have seen before, was called up from AAA. The 1-1, a broken bat, looper towards short, caught back on the edge of the outfield grass by the shortstop Echevarria, side retired. Nothing across, no hitter intact for Arena, who's cruised through five, and at the end of five, the Marlins six, the Mets nothing.
That would be plenty for Jose Urena. He didn't give up a hit until the sixth inning. He ends up going six scoreless frames, allowing just one hit, striking out two. He gets the win as the Marlins snap a three-game skid, taking it 7-0. Giancarlo Stanton, his sixth career multi-homer game at Citi Field. Adam Wilk, in his spot start, allowed six runs in 3 2/3 innings. The Mets unable to complete the sweep of the Marlins. Manager Terry Collins spoke after the 7-0 loss.
They have a very good lineup, and certainly they're, you know, they were, I'm sure, today, didn't want to leave here getting swept. So, plus he flew all night because of a late notice yesterday, and pretty tough situation to put him in. It's what we had to do.
I know you guys had an inkling this might happen yesterday, you said, but does news like the news that came out this morning, does that in any way deflate a team? Your offense had been going so well for a while now.
Well, Steve, I believe this. I believe the game is about the game itself. And when you take away that preparation, that factor that – you know, these guys have been playing very, very well, and then all of a sudden there's something that's thrown in the mix that no one in that room has any control over. Yeah, it takes a little steam away, and I don't think there's any doubt that all of a sudden there was something that, you know, guys lost that focus a little bit, and it certainly didn't help us.
Roger.
There was good news about Cabrera's exam.
The good news is he doesn't have any tear. Yeah, I mean, he still got a pretty jammed up thumb. He was pretty sore again still today. I don't know what we're going to do just yet, but at least there's no tear. Therefore, no surgery is going to be needed, which is very, very good news.
So you guys are still deciding about whether he's going to need a DL stint.
Yeah, I would think so.
Okay, and also, they announced in the press box that Tommy Malone got picked up. Where do you envision him being fitting in with this club?
Well, obviously, the only background I have is I know he's been a starting pitcher. So we'll take a look at that right now and where he might fit in our rotation. I have not talked to Sandy about that. This is news to me today. So when I get it back inside, we'll take a look at it and see when and where.
Matt. Terry, just with the rotation the next few days, are you planning to go with what you have, or are you going to reinsert Harvey? Like, how have you determined yet what you're going to do with the rotation?
We have not, Matt. We have not decided.
Okay.
It could be. I mean, right now at the first two, we got Jake and Wheeler, and then Wednesday and Thursday we'll decide.
Peter. Or Duke.
Terry, did Matt Harvey fail to show up yesterday, and did he let his teammates down today?
Well, I'm not going to get in. I think that was answered before. I'm sorry, but, you know, we aren't going to get into the, you know, like I said, there were rules here that weren't adhered to, and we took a stance. So, like I said, hopefully it gets behind us, and we can move forward and go back playing the way we've been the last week.
Last one, Tony.
Just what did you say to them when you went in there earlier today? And what
you know, I'm not going to tell you, Tony. You know, I mean, you know, it's no disrespect to anybody, but you know, this was a team thing, and therefore, it's going to remain with the team. It's, you know, what we had to say was with them, and so I think they're all behind us, they're all behind the decision from. From all the conversations I've had afterwards, and like I said, we've got to move forward, and we've got to move forward fast.
Matt Harvey was suspended 3 days without pay for violating team rules, so Adam Wilk got the spot start. He talked about his outing after the game.
It was pretty interesting. Left Vegas at 7, went to Denver, then went to Albuquerque, got stuck in the lobby for a while, the rooms weren't ready, went to the field, played catch, and then they said that I'm going to come up here. Don't know if I was going to pitch or not, but just, you know, you got to get over there because time difference and everything. Left Albuquerque at 8:30, landed at LAX, and then left LAX at midnight, got here at 8:45. So it's a long day.
How difficult is that? I know you're not in the business of any of you guys making excuses, but how tough is it to go through that and then try and get yourself ready to pitch in a game like that today?
Well, I mean, it is tough. You know, obviously I didn't get a whole lot of sleep. Tried to sleep wherever I could, on the plane or, you know, sitting in the airport. But, you know, like you kind of said, I don't want to make any excuses. I should have made better pitches. You know, I got to kind of get out there and just make better pitches and get guys out.
Up next, the Marlins host the Cardinals on Monday, and the Mets welcome the Giants.